Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Crammy, welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, Bob.
Now, you don't have any real estate business to get down to today, not professionally on air. I thought, though, because Brooke's been away this week...
You've done a really good job, actually.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's actually refreshing, and I'd like to even be considered one day as a co-host with you, Bob.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Brooke is not coming back, so let's see what we can do together. First of all, what do you reckon you could bring to the conversation as Magic 931's new breakfast talent?
Oh, breakfast talents. I don't know. It's a pity it's not TV because of the fact I've got the looks, like good looks, like the, you know, usually the people with radio sort of like aren't that attractive, but I think I've sort of got the great combination of personality and the looks. So,
well, it's all about, you know, TikTok and socials these days anyway. It's not just audio. So I think that's probably on the right track. Let me get your thoughts on this. This was a local news story from yesterday. The Loxton Wakery Council have just given up on $30,000 in late library fines. Have you ever had an overdue library, Brooke?
Never, ever.
Really?
Never. $30,000, that's a lot of money.
It's just going to write them off.
Maybe people are keeping their books and reading them over again. There's such great stories. I'm not sure. As I say, that's a lot of money, a lot of books.
I suppose so. They've seen the writings on the walls at the Berry Library just the other day, picking up a new romance novel.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good. Is that the top you read?
Well, the thing is, I'm not much of a reader, so I just sort of said what's popular, what's hot, and Peter, the manager, showed me around. It's quite a popular genre right now, having Australian romantic novels that are set on a farm. That's like a subgenre within romance fiction.
That is beautiful.
What do you reckon? The book's called Poppy's Dilemma. What do you
think? Poppy's Dilemma.
What do you reckon her dilemma is?
I don't know. Her husband's always out on the tractor, like,
yeah,
feeding the chickens.
Looking for a new man who's going to be less busy on the farm, possibly.
Yeah, like the farmers, they've got to throw their seed.
What's the biggest romantic dilemma you've ever had? Is that safe for air, Greg?
I don't think I've ever had a romance dilemma. Everything's been pretty good with me, touch wood.
Well, that's nice.
But I am happy being single.
Oh, well.
Like, I think it's good. It's a lot.
Yes, single boys chat. That's what we're not getting with Brooke.
Yeah, that's it.
The old ball and chain holding the show down.
That's it. I reckon, as I say, she could probably take another week off, spend it with Corbin, and just really recharge. And as I say, see how she feels about not coming in so early in the mornings.
It's Greg and Bob back from Monday, 6 o'clock.
That's it.